Welcome everybody, share number 1552. We're learning today Lilui Nishmas Moshe Dov ben Rav Aziz, Lilui Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe, the Refuah Shleima Pesach Yosef ben Hinda. Okay, Bezras Hashem, we would like to start today Muksa, the halachas of Muksa. In reference to Divrei Kabbalah, Shtari Adyaitis, we started, there is a lot more to go. I've mentioned previously there was actually a whole sefer that's written by the Machaber of the Sefer Ayal Mashulish on Borer. He wrote a whole sefer on Shtari Adyaitis, and is a long way to go. Okay, so Bezrus Hashem, we hope to get back to it one day. I just want to start Muksa. A lot of the halachas in reference to reading these type of things, bills, statements, contracts, which we have been talking about, run into questions of Muksa also in reference to if you could move it or whatever the case might be. But I want to start Muksa. It's a long journey and, there's a lot to cover and there's a lot of different, the categories of Muksa, of course. And of course, we'll try and cover many, many items. It's the amount of items, which fall under the category of Muksa is pretty much endless, but with Hashem's help, we'll try and go through various different Sfarim. In fact, the Machaber of the Sefer and Brachas, Halachas of Brachas, which we use a lot, Rabadner. So Rabadner has a whole Sefer on Muksa also. And many, many of the Machabrim, as we could understand in Hilcha Shabbos and other Halachas also, actually have Sfarim in Muksa. So we have, there is a lot of help out there, as we say. You know, there are certain subjects in certain categories, certain halachas in Hilcha Shabbos where there's not too much written, even though on Shabbos there's a massive amount written in general, but there are certain parts that are not, there's not too much out there. So, but when it comes to Muksa, you know, Baruch Hashem, there is a lot to, it's a pretty big ocean to swim, as they say, and there's a lot of information and a lot of various different Sfarim that could help us along the way. And of course, not just with the help itself, but just with the various different types of examples and the different angles and how to work with Muksa and so on. Okay, so we'll jump right into it and start and see what it's all about. Many of us, I don't know about so much today, but I know, it's been a while back. They used to, in Halacha Lamaisa, a lot of the yeshivas that do learn, Bata Bidrashes or whatever the case might be, that do learn Hilcha Shabbos, many start with Bishul, but many of them, I remember from years ago anyways, start with Hilchas Muksa. And they start with Shin Ches, the famous Simen Shin Ches, which many of us, know somewhat about, the famous Simen Shin Ches, where the halachas of Muksa actually start, and it goes all the way, I mean, Muksa spread out all over, but Shin Ches, and then it goes all the way up to Shin Yud Beis. Shin Yud Gimel, this is all in Hilcha Shabbos, in the Mishabura Chelik Gimel. Shin Yud Gimel starts already, Boina, and so on. But you have all the way from Shin Ches all the way up to Shin Yud Beis. So there's a lot to cover, and the Simanim are fairly long, especially Shin Ches is very, very long. Okay, so we'll start. I always like to give an introduction as far as where it's found in the Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah. People like to look inside sometimes and do it on their own. Possibly follow along also, or chazer over, review, or whatever the case might be. So, of course, we'll start with Simen Shin Ches, and we'll branch out from there. So, the Mishnah Berurah has a whole introduction before we even start the halachas of Muksa. So, the Mishnah Berurah and Simen Shin Ches starts out with a introduction as to what is Muksa all about. You know, why did Chazal institute a category in Shabbos or Isra in Shabbos and Muksa, and what was their reasoning and so on. So we'll see what that is all about. Okay, so jumping right into it, says the Mishnah Berurah in his introduction to Muksa, Hine koydim nevar simazeh aktib psicha katana. I'm going to start with a little bit of a opening, as they say, introduction. Hine Isra, says the Mishnah Berurah, Hine Isra tiltal Muksa shagazru, Shagadru, I'm sorry, Chazal, Kosav HaRambam, the Rambam writes in Perek Chav Dal, V'Zalashani, Osru Chachomim L'Taltol Miksas Devarim. Chazal said there are certain things that we cannot move. Now we're going to see the the Isra of Muksa is moving, not touching, but there's sometimes you could touch something and then automatically it moves. Like, let's say, right, it's not like an egg. An egg is not Muksa. That's not, I'm talking about, let's say a hard-boiled egg. Let's stick to that. A regular edible hard-boiled egg is not Muksa, but it's round, right? So if you but you touch it, it shakes. No, an egg you can't touch. We're not getting into how egg as far as Muksa or not, but a regular edible egg, right? It's round, and if you touch it, it just automatically moves. So, or a ball, possibly. So certain things, if you touch it, it moves automatically. But in general, the Isra of Moksa is moving, not so much the touching part, and we'll see how that works. L'taltol mixas devarim b'shabes k'derech shu oiseh b'chol, like the way it's done during the week. So the Chazal wanted to make a differentiation between, moving certain things on Shabbos as opposed to how these various different things are moved during the week. Okay, we're going to stop here. We'll continue, obviously, with the all-important halachas of Muksa upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Kol tov.